All right. Hello and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm your host, Byron Walter. There is a lot going on after hurricane or tropical storm Hillary went through. Lots of damage. This episode is brought to you by the Sierra Light Gallery, landscape photography by Nolan Ninsky. But now a word from our general sponsors.
High Point Solar is your leading local solar power and battery backup company with access to the world's best technology. High Point Solar has installed over 1.4 megawatts of solar power in the Eastern Sierra. That's hundreds of homes in your neighborhood benefiting from low to no energy costs. With rising costs from the utility, the time has never been better to gain your energy independence with solar solutions provided by High Point Solar. Visit us at highpoint-solar.com.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip. Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
And I just want to thank our three sponsors, High Point Solar, Astorga's, and the Sierra Light Gallery. Now on to the news. Caltrans working to reopen State Route 190. The damage looks pretty extensive. If you Google Highway 190 Death Valley, there is a picture of the highway. It has completely collapsed. Caltrans is working towards reopening State Route 190 after floodwaters generated by Tropical Storm Hillary damaged several locations. The most significant damage is located at Lower and Upper Centennial Wash, between Olancha and Western entrance to the Death Valley National Park. Both locations are missing wide swaths of pavement, and it's been like crumbled and powerful flash flooding. You can tell by the pictures. The storm also washed away a section of State Route 136 southeast of Keeler near junction of State Route 190. So there will be updates on that, but as of now, they have no update on when the highways 190 and 136 are going to be opened. I mean, if you look at the pictures, it's not going to be for a while. They have to completely rebuild parts of the road. There's plenty of pictures up on Eastern Sierra Now under the title Update on Status of State Road 190 and Route 136. And heading on to more hurricane or tropical storm, now they're calling it Hillary news, Inyo County storm damage being assessed as flooding actually continues. Inyo County, the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power, and allied agencies continue to take stock of the widespread damage caused by the remnants of Tropical Storm Hillary moving through the region Sunday to Monday. High waters from Lone Pine Creek flooded Whitney Portal Road earlier in the day today and necessitated an evacuation order from the Inyo County Sheriff's Office for the area on the north side of Whitney Portal Road. This is actually yesterday's news. I already covered this, but the article just came out today. Inyo County Health and Human Services opened an evacuation center at its Lone Pine offices. That's 310 North Jackson Street. Six structures, all unoccupied, were threatened. Lubkin Canyon Road is being used as a detour for Whitney Portal, which is heavily damaged. I mean, Inyo County got hit. If you want to go to Eastern Sierra now or download the Eastern Sierra app, there are pictures on the website of the damage and the current flooding all around houses on Whitney Portal Road and broken up roads. I think up at Whitney Portal Road, it's the road's completely broken up. So we definitely got hit with a huge tropical storm. In Bishop, where I was, it was a lot more tame, but these waters are still coming down. Local waters, already swollen with unprecedented amounts of runoff, were inundated Sunday and Monday by record amounts of rainfall over the period of less than 12 hours, resulting in extreme flooding and mud flow into creeks, canals, and the Los Angeles Aqueduct, LAA. The high flows in the creek destroyed or damaged most of LADWP diversion and flow measurement structures between the towns of Big Pine and Olancha. This is disastrous. Five state highways and more than two dozen county roads sustained significant damage in the storm and remain closed, including State Route 190, which we just covered, in Death Valley National Park. The park itself remains closed. So yeah, if you're planning on going to Death Valley, I'm sorry, it is closed. Caltrans maintenance crews are actively working to reopen the highways in both Inyo and Kern counties. The story was similar in the county of Mono. While the county was fully prepared, the impacts of Tropical Storm Hillary were minimal in Mono County. We have received no reports of flooding or damage on local roads or highways. So good job, Mono. And LADWP is trying to recover as well. A lot of the aqueduct was damaged. LADWP is utilizing all our resources, including the rest of For Los Angeles, to support our operations in Inyo County to help evacuate and bail out sand and sediment buildup in the Los Angeles Aqueduct, LAA, and surrounding waterways. The damage looks extensive on the website. There's an aerial here, and it looks like the aqueduct is completely broken down. The main area of work is the Lone Pine Sand Trap, where crews are attempting to keep up with the sands and debris flow and retain LAA operation. Added resources and equipment have been mobilized. The biggest issue crews are facing is that the creek and sediment are currently too high, making it hard to catch up with the sand and debris flow. LADWP urges the public to stay away from the rivers and creeks. Banks have been overrun with water, and there are large amounts of mud and debris in many areas. Well, thank you for trying to keep us safe, LADWP. Much appreciated. All right. And with that, that's all I have for you today. I urge you to go download the Eastern Sierra Now app, as it covers so much more than I covered in this program today. There's a lot going on in Eastern Sierra. I want you to be safe and stay away from those swift waterways. Tune in tomorrow for Eastern Sierra Now News. I'm Byron Walter. Take care, Eastern Sierra citizens. Byron out.